Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
All right, welcome in. Here it is. It is the grid. It is the early line, and we have made it to May. Believe it or not, it is May 1st. And it is 2020, and we have finally put April in our rearview mirror, as Dane Martinez good and myself. Riddance. Right, good riddance is right, man. Like, thank goodness this is done with. We're excited, though, to be here with you. We want to thank you for taking the time to join us as we get ready for what is going to be a magnificent fifth month of the year here, Dane. I have a feeling things are going to be just absolutely fantastic, and that we are going to have our sports back sooner rather than later. And then, of course, if you are considering, I don't know, if you are like Andy Dalton, you might figure out that, well, yeah, this was coming at some particular point. I'm sure the trading opportunities weren't there for the Cincinnati Bengals, as they still had Andy Dalton under contract for one more year, and it didn't seem like they could get anybody for him. So now, with the Joe Burrow era officially underway, Andy Dalton finds himself a free agent here, Dane, as they just released him. That was it. Bon voyage. Thank you for, you know, all those years of service, but don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
Yeah, I mean, they went ahead and made this move. I am a little bit surprised by this because, listen, now it's not going to be Andy Dalton, but the Cincinnati Bengals need a backup somehow, and they need a veteran somehow, and they need someone who's familiar with the system to be able to mentor Joe Burrow somehow, right? So we'll see. It's not like Ryan Finley, the second-year player out of North Carolina, is going to be the kind of ambassador of the Bengals and be able to train Joe Burrow. So I do think it's interesting. Andy Dalton now, much like Cam Newton, much like Jameis Winston, who was out there, we're going to see if they get any starting opportunities. What I will say, though, is Jay Gruden, the former coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, is now, Joe, the offensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we know that, you know, we've been talking about, will the Jaguars actually go at it with Gardner Minshew, or what kind of competition will they bring in? Well, if I connect the dots, I could think Andy Dalton may be a candidate there to reunite with another familiar offense and familiar coach of his. Question is, if you're going to be like kind of a backup or competing or passing the baton, why do that in a completely new scenario as opposed to the devil you know, where you're still not paying for any dinners out on the town? So we shall see. I think this Andy Dalton story will continue to move. I don't think this is the end of the story.
I don't think so either. And I do, it appears that, you know, Andy, of course, gave a statement about the whole situation, and you know, he's like, listen, I think this is for the best. We're all going to move on. I wish them nothing but the best, but listen, he wants to start and he wants to play. So, and again, the same problem with Cam Newton right now is you've got two guys that have spent their entire careers as starters here that have had varying degrees of success. They're kind of at that point where they know, listen, you can either be a backup and you could spend, I think Andy Dalton could hang around this league for a long time, Dan, if he wanted to be a backup. But it's getting to that point where you understand that that's your role. He still thinks he can start. Right. So does Cam Newton. You know, the Bengals only save about $1.8 million off the salary cap here doing it this way. But it gives Andy Dalton plenty enough time to be able to hook up with a team before training camp. There's no confusion. I don't blame Cincinnati for doing this. I thought they would have done it already, but since now that they, in fact, did get Joe Burrow in the draft, it is a new day. It is a new dawn. It is a new everything for one Cincinnati Bengals and, of course, for Andy Dalton. But who, in your mind, picks Andy Dalton up. If you had to take a guess here, where does Andy Dalton land?
Yeah, like I said, I think Jacksonville is an interesting idea. I mentioned that Jay Gruden now is with Jacksonville, former coach of his in Cincinnati. You know, he loves him some Andy Dalton, right? So those are the dots I will connect, at least initially, to Jacksonville, because we all know that Minshew is kind of keeping the seat warm on some level. We think they're not necessarily trying to win games on offense, quote unquote, tanking for Trevor. You know, so the idea of Andy Dalton kind of is that veteran presence. If it goes completely left for Gardner Minshew, I think could be an answer. If you ask me right now, Jacksonville would be the spot.
You don't think Bill Belichick would pick up the phone and call him? You don't think so? No, you don't think he's going to be not a good fit for New England? Does he really want to go to a team who's trying to tank in order to pick a quarterback the following year if I'm Andy Dalton?
Is it really his choice, though?
Yeah,
is it really
I'm with you.
Choice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, right, he might be like, yeah, I want to be on the Patriots instead, but not if the phone ain't ringing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's see how many times, you know, his phone rings, and then he'll see what his options are, you know, and I think that is the other piece of the puzzle. We will see what his options are. I mean, the Bengals already tried to probably trade him for a ham sandwich.
I'm thinking, right, yeah, absolutely.
Right? So let's see how many people are willing to make that call. If he has the choices between New England and Jacksonville, sure.
Right.
It's a better situation, but I don't know how many. I don't know how many options he's going to have.
Listen, he's always got to go. You can retire, dude, at any time. I don't think anybody would fault you for it. You can move on with your life.
What do you think, Joe? What about he tests it out? Right, he doesn't like what he gets back. You know, New England doesn't fall or whatever the case may be. I mean, since he was taking on something like $17-18 million originally for Andy Dalton, right? They cut him. Do you think there's a chance where, like, Andy Dalton doesn't like his options, and in a month he goes back to Cincinnati on a much cheaper deal?
That's also – I don't know that they want the second leading all-time winning quarterback in franchise history behind Boomers. Do you really want him in a building when you are – you know, you got Finley, right?
Yeah, Ryan Finley is not going to be who they have behind Joe Burrow.
Really? Probably not.
Don't you think it will be a veteran on some level?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So then for the Bengals, if you're thinking about it from the Bengals point of view, Joe, to make sure Burrow kind of does in fact develop, you have to have some kind of – it's not going to be Ryan Finley showing him the way, Joe. You know what I mean? So who's that going to be? Like, I understand that they released Dalton. It doesn't make sense. I agree. The idea of pressure from the franchise leading passer, that makes sense to me. Then who else is it? Do they bring in a Trevor Siemian? Do they bring in a Joe Flacco?
Right.
You know, they have to bring in someone, Joe, who knows the lay of the land in the NFL. So while there has to be, say, a market for Dalton, I also wonder what the backup quarterback for Cincinnati is.
Yeah, that's a good question. And the options are youth, and that's a lot of youth on a team at the quarterback position. I'm just shocked that they wouldn't have been able to work it out prior to that and convince him that, listen, we're picking Burrow. You know, we'd love you to be here. We'd love you to stay to hide. Obviously, there was some sort of communication going on where he's like, yeah, no, like I'm out of here. And if he's going to be a backup, does he really want him back up with that Cincinnati Bengals team? I wouldn't mind him on the Jets. I wouldn't mind him backing up Sam Darnold on the Jets. I mean, great. You brought in a, you know, Fells, like, I don't, you got a fifth, you had a rookie in a fifth round from FIU. I wouldn't mind having an Andy Dalton if the season goes sideways. And like we talked about, there's an extra game on the schedule coming down the pike here, guys. Having, having that kind of experience behind your starter is never a bad thing. At least he'd, I'd have more confidence if something happened to Sam Darnold with Andy Dalton in the building.
Yeah, but you're saying the same exact thing I was just talking about for Cincinnati, right? It's good to have a veteran as the backup. So it's good to have a veteran as the backup for Sam Darnold. It's good to have a veteran as the backup for Joe Burrow, for Baker Mayfield, for Daniel Jones, for all these guys.
Yeah,
it's good to have a veteran backup. That's why I thought Dalton was going to stay there. Because if the starting market is dry, right, and if you're going to be a backup, then – you know, I always thought that, you know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Maybe Dalton still thinks he can be a starter, but there's really not many openings to be a starting level quarterback here, at least now, Joe. The other thing that Andy Dalton can do is wait it out, right? Is wait it out in the same way that we think Cam Newton can wait it out, right? Mm-hmm. If both of these guys envision themselves as starting caliber quarterbacks, Jameis is now off the board, right? Yep. So you got Cam, you got Dalton. I throw out names like a Joe Flacco or whatever. That's a tier below. I acknowledge that. So Cam and Andy Dalton, the only spots really are Jacksonville and New England, right?
That's
that we have questions about who they're going at with their starting quarterback. Every other job is pretty much solidified, okay? So then the question is, do those teams want those quarterbacks, right? Given the pressure it might put on Minshew or on Jarrett Stidham at the price that makes sense for those teams.
Right.
And then if not, Joe, the only other option is to wait it out, okay? In the month of July, someone's going to get hurt. Okay. Or maybe even like we get bad news on Roethlisberger's elbow rehab.
Ooh, good point. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You know, I mean, or one of these quarterbacks go down in training camp.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Good
and
point.
I think people like Cam and people like Andy Dalton have to decide, do I want to settle for a team that's not a great situation now?
Right.
Settle for a backup role now? Or, you know, test my patience and wait it out. That's the other option.
That's any which way you cut it. Listen, there's going to be a need for quarterbacks, backups for sure in the NFL, because most of them there currently don't have the success that an Andy Dalton has experienced. He's a valuable asset to a team. If he decides that, listen, I'd rather, you know, if the backup position is all I want, if I'm him, give me a place I can go win finally. Like, give me a place, exactly. Give me some place I can go rehab my my image a little bit and get ready for this next.
That's
hell, what is he, 36, 30? I mean, he could play until he's 40, no problem in the NFL.
Right. That's the process, Joe, right? Mm-hmm. And it first starts with them.
Right.
Do they envision themselves as a starter or a backup?
Right. Yep.
If it's a backup, then you're absolutely right, Joe. Then find the best situation where you can develop. And that's what Jameis did with the Saints, right?
Yep.
Jameis was like, wait a second, I'm going to be in the backup market. Let me get ahead of it and go somewhere where I'm cool with it, right?
Yep.
In a similar vein, maybe Mariota did that also. Did that.
Yep.
Now, there's others right now. I think Cam and I think Dalton.
Yep.
And they envision themselves as a starter. So in that context, it's either Jacksonville or New England or the waiting.
Yep. All the
right?
way. Exactly.
Backup, get ahead of it, get to a good situation. If you see yourself as a backup, right, do that. If you see yourself still as a starter, then we see where the opportunities may be
or you wait
for the injury.
Yep. And I it's funny too when you look around the NFL now that the amount of guys that are in backup positions that Dane just 2 years ago were
we can
just
reel them off, though. I'll tell them.
Right? I mean, when you think about it, it's like, holy crap.
I'll
like the new era in the NFL, babe. Here it is right now. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Joe, remember when we were doing the thing about like first round quarterbacks and I said they were on like 24 of the teams? Well, that didn't count first round quarterbacks that are now backup quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
Okay. Add Jameis and Mariota to the group. Blake Bortles is in that group. Like, if I gave you the backup, the QB2s, like RG3 is a backup quarterback who was a first round pick. There's another one. I mean,
that's a good point, too. I forgot about him as well.
Right?
Holy, yeah. Oh, geez.
We could technically call Mitchell Trubisky potentially a backup quarterback who was a number one pick, right? Because the odds are that Nick Foles is going to be that starter.
That's correct.
So when you think about him, Jacoby Brissett is a backup quarterback. He's a name I would keep my eye on because of the financial commitment to him and his experience in New England. Blake Bortles is the backup quarterback for the Rams. He was a first-round pick.
Yep.
Mariota, we've mentioned already, right? I mean, Josh Rosen is out there. He was a first-round pick. He is technically third on a depth chart right now in Miami, although that probably will change a little.
Yep.
Think about other backup names. Did you know that Colt McCoy is now with the Giants?
Giants, that's right.
So there are names here that we know that are backup quarterbacks. Geno Smith is backing up Russell Wilson in Seattle right now, right? So you're absolutely right, Joe. These guys, It is not uncommon for guys who were first round draft picks to have to understand that their role now in the NFL is QB2. And Andy Dalton may have to come to that realization in the same way that Mariota, yep, Jameis, and others have to come to that realization.
And it's interesting, Dane, too, because I don't know a more valuable backup quarterback than the class you just mentioned there. Where are you going to find? Because we've watched the Ryan Finleys of the world, yeah, right? You know, we've watched these guys. Yeah. You know, you try to get, we'll draft this guy and put him as a backup. And then when he's called upon, they're like, oh, my God, like the world's coming to an end here. Now you've got a legit backup quarterback across the, in many places, that if your guy goes down for a couple of games, I mean, holy crap, Ryan Tannehill just reinvented himself here, people. Would not be shocked if Mariota is the starting quarterback at some point here during the year for the Raiders. Jameis, guys going in there next year, he could be the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. It really is a very interesting moving of the generations, kind of like a new era, out with the old, in with new. But, yeah, I mean, hell, Tom Brady's only going to be there for so long, guys. I mean, it's Breeze, only there for so long. This is kind of like the last hurrah for that group. You've got that group behind them that is like, all right, I got to reinvent myself, right? You know, and then it's crazy what you've got going on in the NFL, the QB position.
Right?
Yeah, it really is.
To turn as we get these old guys, and the old guys who are hanging on are pretty much Hall of Famers. That's the only reason they can stay hanging on.
That's
at
right.
The age 39, 40, 41. We're talking about Hall of Fame quarterbacks between Brady, Breeze, Roethlisberger, maybe even Rivers we're talking about, right? But yes. And then you have those guys who, after their first contract, where the team who drafted them realizes that they're not the answer, that's where they become in the backup market,
correct,
in that kind of purgatory.
Yep.
And in essence, what those guys are doing are refreshing the roles of the old guard backups, Joe.
We know those
the guys like the Blaine Gabbetts of the world, the Colt McCoys of the world, the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world. It will be guys like Andy Dalton, like Mariota, that become the new generation of quality backups. That's just the way, that's the way the cycle goes here in the NFL, Joe.
Yep, and it's kind of crazy when you think about where we were a couple of years ago to where we are now. Now it's the Tuas and the Herberts of the world. And whether they like it or not in Green Bay, it's going to be the Jordan Love era a hell of a lot sooner rather than later. And then, of course, next year, Trevor Lawrence and that new wave of those quarterbacks coming in. While you have that other level there, Dane, of the Patrick Mahomes of the world, you know, coming up on that fifth year. So it's really, really interesting as to how the dynamic of the NFL has come over the last couple of years, especially heading into this year. And, of course, all eyes are going to be on, well, what's going to happen in Green Bay? Because so much of when you cut it down to numbers and dollars and contract length with what's there and what they just did, it won't be long before Aaron Rodgers is a la the Tom Brady route. He's going to go play with a team as one last shot to go get a ring, Dane. And that's probably going to happen sooner rather than later. So much to get to yet here this morning. Of course, give you the latest information on getting our sports back from around the country.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, welcome back in here. It is the Early Line on the Grid. SportsGrid.com is where you find us. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday. It is May 1st, people. May 1st. Where has the time gone? Where is it gone? I don't know. It seems like I honestly have lost complete sense of timing. I really don't know. Half the time, I'm always asking Dane, where are we? Like, what is today's date? It's just, they're all running in together. And that's what happens when all of a sudden you get thrown in a box and told, stay there. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I've lost all sense of sports. I don't even know what time of year it is anymore. I mean, if you told me college football was starting tomorrow, I'd be like, woohoo, all right, we're in October. I have no clue.
It's going to be like that for a while, right? Because we're going to ultimately see the NBA and the NHL in the summertime.
Yep.
You know, you see, it's going to be, it's going to look a little bit random for a while.
Our fingers are crossed, though, because obviously May and from what we're seeing around the country is we're pushing towards slowly but surely, day at a time, getting back to a little normalcy here, trying to get on with our lives, get on with the sports lives, and hopefully we'll have at least something positive to happen here over the next 30 days leading into what should be, we hope, Dane, a fantastic summer filled with a lot of sporting events for us to consume there via TV. None of this is, of course, ever going to be. We're not going to be talking about fans at stadiums and arenas just yet. But again, I got no problem sitting at home, social distancing while I'm watching the Yankees play baseball. I got no problem with that. There are some new information on those fronts we'll get to here. But just to circle back to what we talked about in the first segment there, Dane, about the opportunities now with these backup quarterbacks who are available, and we still have two that are very big name guys, Andy Dalton, of course, and Cam Newton still available. And then you look at the other teams and the other names of guys who are currently backups in this NFL that were big starting names like Mariota and company. And then we just started to go, all right, well, who the hell is, like, who are the backups of, like, some of these teams like Tennessee and Kansas City? And what about some of these other places? What kind of job openings are there? And Dan, we're going down this list, and we're going, it's just amazing the lack of backup quarterbacks in some places. Absolutely. Here. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about, I guess, Joe, to start, right? Last year, there was something like 18 teams that needed to go to a backup quarterback at some point in the season, right? And so to me, that speaks to the fact that this is a very important position. So I don't mind investing some money. Look, Nick Foles took the Eagles to a Super Bowl championship. Back in the day, Joe, Jeff Hostetler took the Giants as a backup quarterback to a Super Bowl championship. So, you know, having some attention paid to this position is very, very important. You saw how lucky the Saints were when Drew Brees went down. You saw how even like Matt Moore held the fort down for a game or two when Patrick Mahomes went down, and how important this is. But yeah, we joke about it. Names like Chad Henne, names like Matt Barkley, names like Chase Daniel. But if you can be a kind of solid, reliable, professional quarterback, you will be able to be an employed for a long time. And maybe that's what Marcus Mariota has to do. Yep. Maybe that's what Andy Dalton has to do. You talk about how the kind of these things turn over, right? And how there's a new crop of young studs. Well, guess what? In the next few years, there's also going to be a new crop of veterans who have to accept this new role.
Right.
Like in 2 years, Joe, or in 2 years, we may have the same conversation about Matthew Stafford.
That's a good point, dude. Yep.
We may have the same conversation about Matt Ryan.
Good
point. And it's just Aaron Rodgers, you know, at some point they are going to be below the line also. I'm not saying that is right now, okay? But that's exactly what starts to happen with these teams. And if you can market yourself as a quality backup with the professionalism, with the idea of being another kind of coach in the room, then you can definitely extend your career.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all of it, Dan, when you brought up Stafford, which is a great point, because he did get that extra contract. So he's at some point here over the next couple of years, he's going to be kind of where Aaron Rodgers is right now. Exactly. From the standpoint of, listen, I'm trying to give Green Bay the benefit of the doubt here. I'm trying to give Aaron Rodgers. I know Brett Favre came out this week and was like, yeah, he ain't finishing his career in Green Bay. And we're like, yeah, no kidding. He's got a couple of years left, but he's got a lot of money still left coming his way. The thing that really I think Green Bay fans are having trouble with is the idea that the reason that you, Dane, you go out and you draft a quarterback in the first round is because right. you get that extra fifth year at a cost that is just yeah. astronomical, right? I mean, think of yeah. Patrick Mahomes, right? What he's going to play for and what he's eventually going to get. Right. We have seen.
I mean, they did it with Deshaun Watson in Houston.
Right? Yeah, but we've seen Russell Wilson on a five-year yeah. deal win Super Bowls. Why? Because you could afford to buy Absolutely. The other pieces because you didn't have to pay the rookie quarterback. Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City doesn't win the Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes is making $40 million, which is a cross they're going to have to. Which, again, is why it makes no sense if that's the plan and that's the routine that, listen, Trubisky, and even if it doesn't work, you didn't have to overload and pay people so much money that it's like, oh, I got to right. choke on. There ain't no Jamarcus Russells anymore. Those Sam Bradford, those days are gone. The whole point of drafting a quarterback in the first round is so you can utilize those 5 years and get him ready. You got two right. years left with Aaron Rodgers. So, like, and then you got to start the clock over with Jordan Love in year three. Yep. Like, the, yeah. to me, either they're the biggest idiots in the world or they're sending a very clear message, Dane, that Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be here much longer. They're not going to waste those valuable times that they can have a quarterback, a starter, especially a future quarterback. Right. The strike while the iron's hot. You got a 5-year window, Dane, and every year he ain't starting is another year that you just wasted all of that opportunity. I call me crazy, but I think they're telling you exactly what you need to know about him.
No, I think that's right, and I think they're kind of caught betwixt them between, right?
Because,
yeah, yep. like, for example, if this was a 5-11 team,
right,
then I'd understand what they're doing, and it would be clear that Aaron Rodgers' days are numbered, right? But because Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers and he's still a Hall of Fame quarterback and the Packers still got to the NFC Championship game, that's not the calculation. On the other side, right, it would be like, okay, we're making this decision a year too right. early as opposed to a year too late, the good old Patriots way. But they kind of are going at it in a half-assed way, Joe. And here's yeah. the other part. They didn't tell Aaron Rodgers about this. You right. know what I mean? As opposed to when Joe Staley and the Niners have a conversation, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, listen, this is what I got left. I'm about to walk out. You need to prepare for this. There's clearly not that level of communication between LaFleur and the Packers and yeah. Aaron Rodgers. And yeah. that's what the complicating piece is for me. But if you are that close and you're going to give it the good old college try and shove all in with Aaron Rodgers, right, then you don't get the backup, right? In the same way that look at Indianapolis. Phillip Rivers does not have time left, right?
That's correct.
The Colts, they had to decide. And they went in and spent their draft picks on a big-time wide receiver on the outside and a running back yep. to help them right now. You know what I mean? As opposed to like, oh, you know, and what they do, they got a quarterback like in the fourth, fifth round.
Yep.
To show everyone that part is a process. We're going to develop him. He may be the heir apparent, but it's a medium-term plan because we think we can still win right now.
Yeah, it's telling because we know what the game plan is for general managers in the NFL. It makes total sense from a monetary standpoint. The whole way that you can sustain success is two ways. Number yeah. one is get yourself a quarterback that you can maintain and pay nothing for 5 years, which we've seen. And then what you've got to somehow do is convince that quarterback when that first payday comes that they don't break the bank and that they understand, like Tom Brady did for so many years, like Dwayne Wade did for so many years here in Miami, right. we know what you're worth. You know what you're worth. But if we give you that, we can't afford everything else you need in order to put ring. Do you want right. to compete for Super Bowls? Do you want to compete in playoffs or do you not? Tom Brady made a decision a long time ago. Yeah, I know what I'm worth. It helps to marry a supermodel. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
my entire enterprise.
The decision was made that I want to win. That's going to happen now with Deshaun Watson. That's going to happen now with Patrick Mahomes. That's going to happen. We've seen it here, guys. And so the writing is there. The script is there. And when a team like Green Bay does this, they're telling you that maybe this year, if all goes well, but I would anticipate trading a trade. As crazy as this may sound right now, guys, think about it. Aaron Rodgers, if they get an, could very well be up for trade. Could very well be up for trade, Dave. If not this year, some point this year, or you know what? Definitely by next year, Aaron Rodgers, even though he's under contract, somebody would pay money for him. Somebody would go out of their way who thinks that we are just a piece away, right?
He's very on top. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think that will happen this year, Joe. Mm. I agree with you. A year from this time, when you know March 2021, I do think that is absolutely viable, depending on how this plays out. Right? We don't know how this is going to play out. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers makes it through 16 games. There's also a universe where he kills it. The Packers lose the Super Bowl. Let's say.
How pissed do you think Aaron Rodgers is right now? Honestly. This is a dude who doesn't talk to his family. Like, this is a guy that apparently holds. I can't imagine how mad he must be when they didn't tell him, and then went Jordan Love with the first pick to Green and didn't draft a wide receiver. Like,
absolutely,
I can't imagine.
Joe, the last time, okay, the Packers drafted Jordan Love in the first round this year. The last time the Packers drafted a skill position player,
right,
in the first round, his name was Aaron Rodgers, Joe. Okay, they have not drafted a wide receiver, running back, or quarterback in the first round since Aaron Rodgers. So talk to me about like giving him the tools. Okay, they found Davante Adams. They've gotten decent running games, but not in that way. Okay, so absolutely yes, and that's why I contrasted it with say Phillip Rivers, right? A quarterback on the backside of his career in a new situation, got to be a quote unquote win now because you have this player at the quarterback position. They went out. Right. And they go ahead and they try a tight end. They draft. They use two early round draft picks on weapons to support this because they have to win now.
Yep.
Okay. The Packers took a different team construction approach, one that is more long term. Now, theoretically, I understand it, but not when you're as close as a 13-3 team that was in the NFC Championship game led by a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and that is the difference for me. The Packers are telling you, sending the message that, you know, the overlap time is now.
Some guys would look at Aaron Rodgers and already, and here it comes, right? Because now the stories are being leaked that that's it. I mean, that pretty much Matt LaFleur calling the play and Aaron Rodgers running whatever the hell he want ran real thin last year. And now it's all puppy dogs and rainbows, but like I pointed out all season long, guys, the Green Bay Packers had so many things go their way that on paper, this is a team, right, that made it to the NFC Championship and was outgained at the end of the year. Like, this is what you are looking at here, where they had so many things go their way, and oh, yeah, there was this huge dichotomy between halves where everything went really well in one half, and then everything was disappearing, and you know, like, what in the hell is going on here, Green Bay? And then we come to find out that pretty much Aaron Rodgers was calling whatever the hell he wanted to call, especially, I can only imagine when they were up, right, double digits. Could you see the play coming in? I was like, yeah, you know what? We're going to throw.
And this could be another part of it, right, in the passive aggression inside the locker room kind of way. For years, and whether the head coach was McCarthy or LaFleur or anybody, Aaron Rodgers also knew that he could do whatever he wants because there was never another option. The team had no leverage
to
kind of hardball with him, that backbone with Aaron Rodgers. He was an MVP, you know, doing whatever he wanted, and it was working for the most part, right? Now they have something behind door number two. Brett Hundley was never that answer. Flynn was never that answer. Now they have someone where it's almost like the threat can kind of, you know, mean more, right? Like, well, listen, if you ain't following the playbook, if you ain't doing what I say, I can go here, right? So it does kind of provide that other option. So maybe Aaron Rodgers is in line. I don't know that that's the case, but now at least the powers that be have options.
All right, I'm going to throw it out here because this way it needs to be said, all right? It needs to be out there because If it ever comes to fruition, Dan, we did it right here on the early line, right? We're putting it on tape. If you're Aaron Rodgers, or if you're the Green Bay Packers, and Bill Belichick picks up the phone and says, I want Aaron Rodgers, what do you want? Are you, A, pulling the trigger, okay? Whether next year, let's say he's got 1 year left, right? And it's a total debacle this year, right? I think we all know it's going to be a hot mess.
Right. Not in May 2020, right? We're in like March of 2021.
Any time between now and the time his contract is up, if Belichick calls up and says, "What? Let's cut a deal. Yeah, I'll take Aaron Rodgers from you. I'll take him because obviously he's got no respect for your head coach, your front office, and he's doing whatever he wants. He could become such a friggin' headache for that organization where he's like, I ain't carrying you guys anymore. I ain't doing it, right? If Bill Belichick, who's in that transition period for quarterback, could you see it happen, Dane? Could you see a situation and a scenario where that happens?
The reason I do not see it happening is because, just like you said, Joe, Aaron Rodgers likes to go off script and do his own thing.
Why? Well,
okay, if that is in Green Bay, you think Bill Belichick is going to take that on? I don't. Okay, I don't. He was even able to corral the greatest of all time and to kind of do your job. So if the question is that Aaron Rodgers is not doing his job and implementing what is told, then I don't think Bill Belichick would
want that. But does Aaron Rodgers do that if he respects the head coach? Because Aaron Rodgers' problem has been where he just thinks he knows more than the other guy. You don't know more than Bill, but he knows it. I know everybody knows it.
I don't know. I don't know that that matters in Aaron Rodgers' mind.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
And he thought he was smarter than McCarthy. He won Super Bowls.
Right, yeah.
Under McCarthy and MVPs. Under McCarthy, right?
Yep.
Didn't stop him. So I don't know that that's the fit.
Going to be real interesting to find out, though, I got to tell you, because it could go downhill in a hurry between the locker room. If he was calling his own plays last year, my word, what's going to happen this year? I can't even imagine what's going to go on. So it'll be fun to watch how it all unfolds. Yeah. But Green Bay and New England is one of those teams. They're in transition at the quarterback.
Yeah.
The Phillip Rivers, the Indianapolis, that kind of thing. They are ripe for that position. We'll talk about that coming up here. Plus the latest, will we see MLB NBA games anytime soon? We'll give you the latest coming up next here on The Grid. It is The Early Line.
Pharrell. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Here it is, The Early Line on The Grid. SportsGrid.com is where we are at, and certainly hope you guys are following, subscribing, hanging out with us as we welcome in the month of May. That is right, fifth month of 2020, and we hope from here on out it is going to be an absolutely sports-filled, fantastic summer. Fingers crossed. We have updates on all the professional leagues here, at least the big ones here in the U.S., the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, all kind of more and more information being leaked out as to some of the thoughts and possible plans, something we thought was going to happen by this time anyway, Dane, where some clarity would be given. So we'll go over those coming up here, but did want to finish up our conversation about the NFL, the quarterback movement, And even more importantly, the idea of Aaron Rodgers is not going to finish out his tenure and his two-year contract that remains with the Green Bay Packers. He's not. It is fiscally completely insane and irresponsible of the Green Bay Packers to draft a quarterback in the first round and lose right. the benefit of drafting a quarterback in the first round, which is that fifth-year option where you can right. control a guy for minimal money that would allow you to be able to utilize that in other places if you're going to sit his ass on the bench for 2 years and lose right. that. It makes just zero sense. So we're going back and forth. I brought up the Patriots as a possible. The Patriots are an organization right now that are kind of in the quarterback position. Anyway, they're in one of those places where very much like Jacoby Brissett in Indianapolis was. You get a proven commodity. Like, right. like Mr. I got 400 kids. You get them over there and you're like, hey, 1 year, not that we don't like Brissett, not saying they don't like Stidham, but when you have an opportunity to get a proven commodity for a year, you put all your chips on the table and you go for it. I would be fascinated to see if at some point between now and the end of that 2 year contract, if the idea of the Patriots at least doesn't come up somewhere along the line, because outside of them, Dane, Who's the other team where they're coming to the end of that road? You know what I mean? Where they still got enough to be competitive without hitting the reset button. How about we get a last hurrah? I don't know who else there might be.
Pittsburgh?
Ah, good point. Yes, good call. Pittsburgh, absolutely. Yep.
I can see as one. And remember this now, though, Joe. If we fast forward to next year,
right?
A lot of teams are going to have different situations, right? Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I don't know how great Tom Brady does for 1 year. Maybe
good
he
point.
Walks away. I'm speculating now, right? And let me say that. But we don't know what, like True. I said, Matthew Stafford here in Detroit is going to be like. Matt Ryan's here in Atlanta is going to be like. I don't know if Drew Locke winds up being the man in Denver yep. or not. And it would not be. It's not like the first time John Elway in Denver would be like, oh, let me get the veteran backup. Okay.
So
you know,
true.
I've even thought that could be a spot for Cam Newton. And we've talked about this. But then again, there are other situations where we have no idea what it's going to look like a year from now, right? We don't know what the Raiders feel like about their quarterback situation, right? You know, we don't know what that's going to look like in a year. We don't know what a number of these situations will look like a year from now. I don't know what Washington's going to think about Dwayne Haskins a year from now. You know what I mean? I don't know what the Jets are going to think about Sam Darnold a year from now. And so, you know, there's a new regime in Cleveland. They didn't draft Baker. You know, so when we talk about how the gears keep turning when you go from, like, new quarterback in that rookie contract, right? After that, the fork in the road is either you get the second contract or you become in the backup pile, right? And I don't know how many quarterbacks are going to have to be in the backup pile. What about the Chicago Bears, the Nick Foles, Mitchell Trubisky? And I don't know that Aaron Rodgers would want to stick it to the Packers like that, but you never know. Like, it. You know, we're talking about it in the right way, Joe. There are kind of groups of quarterbacks based on their age and their success that have a lot of different forks in the road. We're talking about the market right now.
Right.
I don't know what the market is going to look like 10 months from now.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. How many teams, and it's not a big number, but how many teams, fast forward 12 months from now, they know they already know who the quarterback is. There's no question. There's no argument. There's no... We know.
A year from now?
Yeah. So, like, in other words, Miami, we know Tua is going to play next year regardless, right? Tua is out.
Sure,
Herbert. I mean, when you go down a list of absolutes, right, and how many teams do we absolutely know will not be in the quarterback market, right?
Will not be in the quarterback
will
market.
Will not be in the quarterback
I mean,
market.
Year, right? I mean, yesterday, Joe, with the Cam or not Cam, right?
Right, exactly. So correct. Right.
And here's what I'll do. I'll say – they've got their guy, right, long-term.
At least another year, right? At least another year.
So they will not be in the market. Then there's the definite, yes, they might be. And then I've got to have a kind of a half measure, like we did a half yesterday, Joe.
Yep.
There's got to be a half, okay? So I'm going to go down kind of in alphabetical order, okay?
Right.
Arizona's got their guy, all
right? They're done, right.
Atlanta, I think they're a half, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be the situation because I don't know how long Matt Ryan. Like, Matt Ryan is in his mid-30s also, isn't
right.
he?
So we had, let's see how long Matt Ryan contract is left, because I think he's only got a couple of years left.
So I think Atlanta is a team who needs to start thinking about this, But Aaron Rodgers would never be the answer because Aaron Rodgers is even older than Matt Ryan, right?
That's
so I don't
correct.
Think that's it. All right. Baltimore, they got their guy. Okay.
All right. Buffalo. That's a good point. 2021 is the last year of his contract.
Oh, Matt Ryan. They got to start thinking about it too, right? Yep. They got to start thinking about it too.
Good point.
Okay.
Yep.
Carolina, they got to think about it also. They signed Teddy, but, you know, we don't know for sure that he's the man.
Right.
Chicago has to think about it clearly, right? They're going to be in the market.
Exactly.
Foles is a short-term idea. Trubisky, they're deciding, is not the guy, right? As we continue, Cincinnati, they now have their guy, okay?
Right.
So it's not them. Cleveland, they have their guy. Right. You got to figure. Dallas is very interesting, Joe.
I love that you brought that up. Yes. Yep. So let's say they're going to pay him $30 million this year, right? Let's say they franchise him. There's no way you can put Dallas in off the radar, be like, nope, Dallas ain't going quarterback direction. Aaron Rodgers, let's say, in a year. Right.
That's not happening because Mike McCarthy is
Never mind. I'm sorry I even said that. But if it doesn't work out, let's say, for Dak, you just paid him $30 million. I don't know that Dallas is completely sold to him yet, right?
Okay.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll see. Right. The jury is not. I think Dak, you know, is a second tier quarterback in this league.
I'm with
right?
you,
where
man.
He can get done, but the question is, will he have a contract with the Dallas Cowboys 10
Good
months
point.
From now?
Yep.
Okay. Denver, I think, is an opening or an opportunity. We're going to find out this year if Drew Locke, you know, goes the way of Deshaun Watson or goes the way of Mitchell Trubisky.
And again,
we're gonna find out.
That's the whole point. Like, Denver is the perfect case. You draft a guy, you've got him locked up for 5 years to figure it out. And you don't got to pay him squat. And you don't have to pay him squat. So it's not a necessity, but you're going to give the kid an opportunity to win it or lose it.
Exactly, yep. Joe. That's why they're going to give Drew Locke every chance to be that guy. Because if he is, right, then they don't need to spend money on Cam Newton or Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers or anybody else.
Yep.
They can spend that money instead on a defense. You know what I mean?
So true.
To keep that at the elite level. Let's keep on going, Joe.
Go ahead.
I think not right now, but in the future, the Detroit Lions have to figure this out, okay? They have to clearly figure this out in a new wave way, right?
Right.
In a younger way. Green Bay, we're talking about, they have their answer for the future.
Yes.
Houston, I think, is another very, very interesting one, Joe.
They're going to
You were talking
him.
About
yeah.
– I don't yeah. – I don't – I Joe, I disagree with you.
They're going to
want to pay him.
Right.
I don't know if Deshaun Watson wants to sign it.
Well, that's a different ballgame. Yes. Good point.
Does Houston want to, they've extended the option, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Will they, renegotiate a long-term contract? Or
that's
does
a good
Deshaun
point.
Watson,
yep. Yep.
Who literally outside of, you know, this side of Patrick Mahomes.
Good point.
I believe would command whatever the hell he wants on the open market.
Good point.
Right? And if you're Deshaun Watson and you've seen Bill O'Brien trade away my number one asset,
right?
My offensive line can't keep me upright. I'm running for my damn life, right? Sure, I got the fifth-year extension, but then next year, you know, if I'm Deshaun Watson and teams like, the New England Patriots are throwing money at me, right? And every other team on earth is going to throw whatever it takes.
Yep.
I don't know. Yes, Houston wants him, but I don't know if Deshaun wants them.
Yep.
That would be thing I would have to say on them. Indy will see if Brissett really is their man long term, if they develop Eason or if they are in the market.
Okay.
Jacksonville will clearly be in the market.
Absolutely.
But Trevor Lawrence has to be in this picture clearly. Mahomes, they've got their guy in Kansas City. Vegas, I think, is still an unanswered question in the medium term.
They're still throwing things against the wall to see what sticks.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think this is short-term bridge idea, whether it's Carr, whether it's Mariota, and watch them be in the market for one of these guys coming up. You know, and remember, there's Dak Prescott. If Jerry can't get it done with Dak, then all of a sudden he's on this merry-go-round as well. You know what I mean?
Correct.
The Rams, you know, financially they've got their guy at least. You know, so we'll say God.
They're stuck with their guy. Exactly correct. Yep.
Correct. The Chargers now have their future. The Dolphins now have their future. The Vikings, going alphabetically, are contractually in on their future. With
They're
Cousins,
in.
Right?
Yep.
Patriots, we've talked about already at nauseam. The Saints, I believe, have their future.
They've got something, but at least they're planning for the future this year,
They've
right? Right. They've got options.
They've got options, okay? Their option next year could be a developing Jameis Winston.
Correct.
Could be we go the slash route with Taysom Hill. Could be Drew Brees come on back for one last hurrah, and they're positioning themselves adequately. The Giants have their solution. The Jets have their solution. The Eagles have their solution. I'm going alphabetically. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe, are that team, Joe, where the cupboard, not bare. Their defense is getting better. They have young skill positions, and Ben Roethlisberger is the unknown. What is not unknown is that Mason Rudolph is not the future quarterback. Duck Hodges is not the future quarterback, right? So I believe Pittsburgh, they're going to stretch it with Big Ben this year and give him a shot if the elbow comes back. And I'll say, if Big Ben plays 16 games, I'll show you the Steelers as a playoff contender, okay? But we don't know, okay? I think Pittsburgh in the next year or two, that's why, Joe, I always said that they were a potential spot for a guy like Jameis Winston. Right. I'll tell you, they are a potential spot for Andy Dalton, Joe, in the same way.
Great that idea.
A team in that same division that he was familiar with. Think about Dalton making the same exact kind of move with the same exact rationale going to Pittsburgh.
That's correct. And we know.
And all that stuff. That's interesting to me. San Francisco is contractually obligated to their guy.
They ain't going nowhere. Right? Yep.
Seattle, they're
they ain't
just
going nowhere. Yep, exactly.
And Tampa has to think about this in the medium term.
Yeah,
they really
they are
do.
All in.
They're all in right now, you know, but can they get one of these, you know, options like next year, for example? You know what I mean? There's going to be, like we say, a new crop of quarterbacks that get extended, you know, that need a fresh start kind of guy. And so I think Tampa is going to be in that market eventually. Tennessee, they committed to their guy financially. Yes. We'll see. And Washington, I think, has questions to be answered.
Yeah. So. All in all, you're looking at what?
Every go round will continue to spin.
Right. So you've only got about seven teams that are, we know with, they've got their guy. Seven guys. You've got about another five teams or so that are at least committed because of youth or because of contractual reasons. And then you've got, you know, you've got another five teams or so, Dane, another six or seven teams, let's call it, that are, they're going to be in the market one way. If something better comes along, they're going to go ahead and grab it. So it's amazing. It's when you look at it like, all right, a third, you know what I mean? Maybe a third, a half, and a third kind of situation where you've got a situation where teams are at, your hands are tied. For the next couple of years, you know what your situation is going to be. The Drew Lock thing was perfect, like you brought up. You've got another significant group of people in the NFL that are going to be like, listen, I don't know if he is or not. Don't know. But we've got to give him every shot over the next couple of years to figure it out because we don't have to pay him squat. All right? We're good to go there. And then you've got that bottom tier, which I think is the worst, where you're already committed at some level financially that any sort of move is going to cost you cap-wise. It's going to cost you in so many different areas, which is not a great place to be in, which means those teams – this year, Dane, is what we're looking at, right? Like this year, the next year, 12 to 24 months, they're all in. Tampa, Indy, all in. The Saints, all in with these situations where they don't have much of another choice over there. The only team that's really done anything to try to protect their future at this point of that group are the Saints, who brought in Winston for $1 million. So now let's see what happens with Dalton and Cam Newton.
If they truly do like Jacoby Brissett in Indianapolis.
Right, okay.
So I'll give you, you know, because he is capable if groomed and all that stuff, right?
Right.
And here's the thing, and I've said this before, Joe, with the idea of the race away from the middle.
Right.
You know, we say that in all the sports. At the quarterback position, you either have your guy, right?
Correct.
Which, and we talked about it, like call it, you know, Arizona, let's say, has their guy, right? To be quite honest, if you don't have your guy, as a franchise, I would rather know that I don't have my guy.
Good point.
I'd rather, in that situation, know that I don't have the guy, a la Jacksonville.
Good point.
Than be in purgatory, still trying to figure out if this guy is my guy.
True.
Okay, I'd rather know that I don't have him and know that I am in that market like we're talking about and are organizing myself to do that right, as opposed to, like I've always said, with the Blake Bortles with the Jaguars, Mitchell Trubisky with the Bears. The worst situation is to not know and to spend a year or 2 years still trying to figure it out or trying to get into existence. Yep. That's the worst place to be. I'd rather know I don't have a guy, because then I'm drafting one in the top five next year.
Yeah, because you're either going to look like a genius, or you got to start this process all over again at some point. And that's not scary, but, you know, there aren't enough. You got to roll the dice at some point. If Drew Lock is the answer, great. If Sam Darnold is the answer, great. You're committed. You have to give them the opportunity to do it, as opposed to Jacksonville's like, yeah, we're tanking so we can go ahead and get our guy, like Miami did. It can be done in the NFL. It's amazing. All right, hour one. You've got to have the exactly correct. All right, hour one in the books. Much more coming your way. Hour two next here on The Grid. It's your early live.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.